The most effective way of meditating. The most effective way of meditating is to be excited about what it is that you want to meditate on. To meditate means to think about. This is old hat for our definition there. But to meditate means to think about. What is it that is the most exciting way of thinking about something for you to do? For instance, you have a dog fight, and two dogs are barking at each other and arguing, and one of them is your dog. And so you want to go up and you want to meditate and think of the right thing to do. And so you say, "Sit," and they sit. And you say, "Stay," and they stay. And you say, "Meditate," and they meditate. And then after however long, then you say, "Release," and then they can go about doing what they want to do. They've long since forgotten the fight. And this is what we want to do in our meditation. We want to instantly respond to the meditation idea, and we want to sit, and we want to stay, and listen to the inner voice, and then we want to release ourselves to go carrying it out. Now, when we do this, we will have forgotten all about our fight. We have forgotten all about our problems. We have forgotten all about the reason we wanted to meditate. We will just be at peace. We'll be relaxed. We'll be letting go of all these outer things. Now, there's techniques for meditation by every religious organization that exists. Every philosopher, every medical doctor has his own technique of meditation. Everybody talks about meditation, and I think that that's just wonderful. I think it's just so fabulous that everyone talks about meditation, and everyone asks how to meditate, and everyone tells everyone else how to meditate. And so, ad infinitum, the stories go on. How do you meditate? How do you meditate? Well, I have my rendition. You meditate by meditating. You meditate by becoming quiet. You meditate by becoming still in your consciousness and listening to your inner voice. That's also called introspection. But first, before you start meditating, you have a reason for meditating. You are looking at someone who has a problem, and you don't want to see that. So you meditate on it, and you see them whole and perfect. Now, your meditation can take a flash, you know, an instant, just a second, and be effective. Or your meditation can take an hour or more, whatever you would want to do. What do you want to gain from it? Now, say, for instance, a car is going to hit a tree, and you say, "That car is now guided to drive properly," or "All is in divine order with that car." You get yourself off of the idea the car is going to hit the tree. "Oh, the car's going to hit the tree! Oh, the car!" And of course, when you say that, you have the car hit the tree. And when you say, "All is in divine order," the car moves in its perfect divine order, then it moves in its perfect divine order, and it does not hit the tree. But it will hit the tree as long as you keep meditating on it hitting the tree. And think of how many people are meditating on that car hitting the tree. The people who are watching the car go through this experience, they're all seeing that car, "Oh my God, oh my God, there's a baby in there, there's a mother in there, she's pregnant, and oh my God, the husband, he just keeled over on the wheel, and they're going to hit the tree, oh my God, my God, my God," you know. And every one of them is contributing to the problem. And then one little child looks up and says, "That's my mommy. All is in divine order." Now, why did I say a little child looked up and said, "That's my mommy, and all is in divine order"? Because the child meant that with all their heart. The child meant that with all their heart. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. There was no doubt in that child's mind, even though the illusion was rather bad. And the car stopped short of hitting the tree. All is in divine order. When you meditate upon doing the important things or ordinary things or anything. Meditate is to think about. So, what are you going to think about? Are you going to think about the car hitting the tree? Or are you going to think about the car as it comes to a halt or whatever it does, but it does not disturb the passengers? See, we are so organized in our thinking to think the illusion is reality. And we think that the illusions we see about us every day are reality, and they are, because we pronounce them reality. We empower them to be reality. We say, go, 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 you reality. You know, hit that tree. Mess up that woman's life. Mess up that little baby that's yet to be born. Mess it up. Go. Airplane. Oh, the hijackers are here. They're going to stop us. They're going to hurt us. They're going to go for it. Hey, go up there and stop them. 80 people, 3 hijackers. They can mow you down. Well, let's die up there and down, but at least you're putting the cosmos. But you don't have to die. One person says, this plane is now in divine order. Meditate with all your heart. This plane, and just stand there. This plane is now in divine order. Close your eyes or open your eyes, it doesn't matter. But you must be at peace within yourself. You must be the practitioner. You must be the meditator. You must be in charge. Not the illusion. And you know what would happen? All those hijackers would do whatever was necessary to land that plane properly without one hint of a negative experience. And they would not hold the people to save themselves. They would just say, go. All is in divine order. And then after all the people had left, they would lay down their explosives, and they would walk off the plane and say, hey, we goofed. Don't shoot us. And then they would have been taken away and helped to amend their ways. Meditation is the most beautiful, effective tool that humanity has to put the cause in motion in a very efficient and effective way. It works all the time. And if you believe it works, then you feel good about it too, even while it's working. Can you say to yourself, all is in divine order? Can you say to yourself, everything is working perfectly now? Can you say that to yourself? Can you look at an illusion and say, all is in divine order? Can you see an airplane falling out of the sky and say, all is in divine order? And then all of a sudden, shoom, it catches itself and rights itself. Hey, it doesn't have to crash. Negative things don't have to happen. You want them to happen. You empower them by your thought, by your recognition that they're an illusion that has reality. Now, how many good things do you empower? Don't empower it after the fact. Many of you have this bad habit of saying, yeah, that's what I thought too. Shut up. That's stupid, stupid, stupid. If you thought it, say it while the thinking is on. Don't wait and say it afterwards and say, yeah, that's what I thought too. It's like saying, I'm going to win $1 million. Yeah, I knew you would. And if I don't win $1 million, I say, I wanted to win $1 million, but I didn't think I would. I didn't think you would. You know, that kind of hairy-brained, ignorant way of thinking is very destructive, because it just irritates the hell out of people who hear it. If you're going to say something, say it when it's meaningful, to yourself especially, at the beginning of an incident where you are aware of something. You say to yourself, all is in divine order, right now. Speak it out. Let the world know that's your conviction. If you're with the hijackers, then you just speak it however you wish. Just speak to the divine in yourself and say, all is in divine order. Then sit down and pick up your knitting. Then relax. For all is in divine order. If you don't expect it, if you don't know that your word has the power, if you don't know how to meditate, then you will not act like it is real. And you'll say, did they go away yet? Are we landing? Is everything okay? Are we okay? Ha! meditation like that is better to have no meditation. That's full of doubt. But that's the kind of meditation. I'm praying for you. Now, when you're healed, I want you to call me and tell me you're healed. Don't just call into the healing ministry and say, treat for me, and then I never hear from you again. You call me and you tell me you're healed. We don't want that. We don't want to hear from people that they're healed. We know it. We know it. Otherwise, why are we in the business? Why are we treating for people to be healed if we have to have them call and tell us that it's done? Maybe it was unity. Maybe it was religious science. Maybe it was himself. Maybe it was the Catholic Church. Maybe it was the Mormons. Who knows who spoke their word for them? We get calls from the healing ministry, and they don't know what they're doing. And they put us on the email list for their healing request. And on the healing request is unity, religious science, the Methodist healing ministry, this. I mean, I didn't know there were so many wonderful healing ministries around. But, you know, they didn't just call us. They put all their efforts out because they doubt, and it will not work. It will not work. Can we overcome that doubt? Not if we see those names. If we see those names, we say to ourselves, But you see, that's an illusion for us too. We shouldn't see those names. We shouldn't see those names that they're going to everybody. I told you the story of the little boy in the fire, remember? I had the newspaper up in Atwater, and it was right across from the street to my house. I had lunch, and I came out the door, and there's a fire going on over there in a big field. And the firemen were there, and lots of people. I thought, this must be interesting, a news story, you know. So I went over there, and here a little boy, 8-10 years old, was in the middle of this fire. The fire was burning all around him and burning toward him. And everybody was praying. The firemen couldn't get in there. They couldn't take the trucks in there. They couldn't. It was just really tough. And so everybody was praying for this little boy. And I said, all is in divine order. And that moment, the wind shifted and started blowing the other way. And it blew across the burned area, so it didn't cause it to start anymore, and whoosh, away. And the fireman walked in and picked up the boy and brought him out. And his mommy says, oh, are you all right? Are you all right? He said, well, what's the matter? What's the problem? He said, that was a fire, wasn't it? That was a nice fire. He didn't know he was trapped in there. He had no idea he was in danger. Until they told him he was in danger. But I spoke my word and said, all is in divine order. And he was out. Now, did I say the prayer that brought him to safety? Or did the Methodists through the church right across there, and all the people came out and they were standing there? And certainly they were praying. Or did the school children across the other street, were they treating for this little boy? Or were the firemen saying, all is in divine order? Were his mother and father, what were they doing there anyhow? Were his mother and father there saying, all is in divine order? Or were they all worried silly, thinking this poor little boy is going to be roast duck? You know? Really? His own mother and father? He's going to be killed. He's going to be burned to death. What a horrible wish to put upon your own child. We don't do that. We speak our word. And we speak it for the truth. We meditate. We meditate on the truth. And we meditate, whether we do it dramatically and dynamically or quietly and peacefully, as long as we meditate, knowing that it is so. Knowing with all of our heart that this is the way it is. All is in divine order. And if you use that term, you don't have to worry about healing, accidents, problems, incidents, finance, anything. All is in divine order. And if you believe that what is all in divine order is in divine order, that we have enough money, we have perfect health, we have all these things, then speak your word in that way, and it is so. That's the way it works. And that's what happens when Sapphire changes the subject as I begin to talk. All is in divine order. Sapphire, did you learn anything about ways of meditating?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Discipline is for weaklings.